Blog Talk Radio.
The question is, when you're standing at a crossroads, what do you do? Real sweet, when a fork is in the road.
When a fork is in the road, what do you do?
When the world is on your shoulders.
When the world is on your shoulders, what do you do?
When your back is up against the wall.
When your back is up against the wall.
Come on.
What do you do?
What do you do? You hold on and keep the faith. Tell somebody on your road, stay. Come on. Tell somebody sitting around you, keep the faith. Come on, encourage somebody else, keep the faith.
Good evening. Thank you so much for the next chapter of Widows Ministry Talk Show, a ministry embracing widows and also encouraging others who have lost a special loved one. I am Mary Hollis, your host, and I hope that all is well with all of you. Hope that you had a wonderful Mother's Day. I didn't text you guys. I was just enjoying my Mother's Day quietly. Wanted a quiet Mother's Day. I know a lot of you may have not had the opportunity to spend with your mother because of the pandemic, and this was a really a big occasion for many that saw their mother or family members for the first time in a long time, and I hope that you had a wonderful time. But I did something a little bit different. I see my grandkids and my daughter and husband all the time because I have to help her with the baby. My son lives in California with his family. And I didn't go anywhere to my hometown, which is South Carolina, for many reasons. But I just wanted some quiet time. So even though I love my kids, but they didn't forget about Mother's Day. My son sent me beautiful flowers. My daughter gave me a gift certificate to get my pedicure done and nails done. And I wanted a simple, I guess because I'm always around them, I wanted some quiet time. And you're not going to believe what I wanted. It's going to be, I know you're going to be very shocked. Well, I went out of town for my birthday, which it was not this past weekend, the first weekend in May. So I ate lots of seafood, and I came back and ate barbecue, and ate a lot of other types of food. All I was craving, you know, when you used to have those monthly things, and also when you were having a baby, you crave for different foods, different things. So I still get cravings. I don't know what it is. I don't know if you guys still have cravings from time to time. So what I normally do when I get craving, I eat, I do whatever that craving is. That normally is food. And once I eat that, I'm fine. I'm fine for months and months, you know. But I just need to go ahead and take care of that craving. So all I wanted to do for Mother's Day was pretty much be here alone in my home, just resting and enjoying me and in quietness. I text a lot of my friends and family that text me back, but I didn't do. I spoke to a couple of my sister and a couple other people, but pretty much I didn't do much talking on the phone. And I was going to text you guys to wish you happy Mother's Day, but I guess I got a little selfish and I just didn't want to talk. You know, I didn't want to text group or whatever. But I know. But I one thing I do want you to know, I didn't text you, but I was thinking about you. And I asked God for you to have a great Mother's Day. So even though I didn't text you in that group text like I always do, I was thinking about you throughout the day, praying that God will bless you and have a wonderful, wonderful Mother's Day. So just knowing that I was thinking about you, even though I didn't text you. So always know that you are always on my mind. Whenever I pray, I always include the widows. So I just want you to know that you're always in my thoughts. But I just wanted to be alone. All I did was I wanted pizza. I wanted a thin crust pizza with pepperoni, mushrooms, and that stuff on it. And it's just a simple thing of life. Now, I must say, I did have a glass of red wine. And red wine is healthy for you. So it's not something I was getting drunk. I was just wanting a glass of red wine and my pizza. And for dessert, I had a little small peach pie. And I had my butter pecan ice cream that I put over it. And I watched a couple of movies back to back. And I just wanted to relax. Because I knew the Monday morning, those little grandbabies of mine were going to be right there at the door at 6. At 6:45. So I wanted to be alone, but I hope that you enjoyed your Mother's Day just the way you wanted. Eat all the good food and dessert that you wanted. But I just wanted something very simple. I had a great time. Yes, a great time by myself. So I just hope that you had a wonderful time. And any way that you chose to be in and how your family, your sons and daughters and whoever, just made you enjoy. And I got lots of birthday cards and Mother's Day cards. So I got lots of gifts and stuff. Money. Ooh, I got some money. Got a lot of money. But I just wanted to be by myself. And I enjoyed my day. And my family allowed me to do just that. They FaceTimed me. My son from L.A. and my daughter and the kids here. They FaceTimed me for the kids and wished me happy Mother's Day. But I was just as happy as can be right here all by myself. I made sure my house was clean and I had everything and I just relaxed in my den watching a couple of movies. And then later on, I did make a couple of phone calls. I think it was my sister that I did talk to and my brother. I just want you to know that sometimes you can do simple things that make you happy. Well, I just hope that you do too. But tonight, we're going to talk about praise. Praise, praising him, praising God for his goodness and his mercy. I have several announcements at the very end of the show that please have a little pen or pencil handy, paper handy, because I do want you to write these two dates down. This is very important, and it'll be at the end of the show. And also what I want to start off with, I want you to write this down as well. These I'll wait until I make the announcement. This is something that I would like for you to do for the next show, and I'll have that question. But we're going to talk about praise. Praise does for us. And I'm going to be talking just like Jesus would be talking to you, and really coming from the scriptures as well as things that I think that he would be saying to you about praise. He said, I am good and my love endures forever. So give thanks to me and praise my name. The fact that I am good is virtually important for your well-being. If there were enough, even a speck of badness in me, you would be in trouble. My absolute goodness guarantees that I always do what is best. You must accept this as a statement of faith, though, because you live in a deeply fallen planet. And you, yes, we do. Everything is going on. Now, there's a problem where we might have gas shortage. So it's just so many things that are happening. One, every day there's something different in life. So yes, you must accept this as a statement of faith because you have lived in a deeply fallen planet. So it is essential for you to walk by faith and not by sight, because the things that are going on, you must have faith to continue on. And as you journey through the wilderness of this world, one of the best way to find strength from your journey is to give me thanks and praise. And God wants us to praise him. So when you kneel and pray, don't always start the prayer off with, Lord, please help me. I need this and I need that. Praise him first. Start praising him. And there are lots of scriptures that I will mention in the Bible that he wants us to praise him. Acknowledge him first. One of the best ways is to find strength in your journey is to give me thanks and praise. Thanksgiving and praise lift your perspective from your worries and woes to the glorious treasure you have in me. Thankfulness puts you in proper alignment with me, your creator and savior. Praise enhance your intimacy with me, because I inhabit the praise of my people. The more you praise me, the closer to me you will grow. While you are worshiping, remember that my love endures forever. Now, when you praise him through your journey, and I know sometimes you might say, oh, how can I praise him when I hurt so much, what I'm going through? Well, keep on praising him and you will see that God winks. Remember I told you about, I have a book that God gives you winks. He does. He gives you ways to let you know that he is right there walking this journey with you. In scripture, Psalms, this is one of my favorite Psalms, Psalms 100, but I'm not going to read the full Psalms 100. It's 4-5. Enter his gate with thanksgiving and his courts with praise. Give thanks to him and praise his name. For the Lord is good, and his love endures forever. His faithfulness continues through all generations. Here's another one, 2 Corinthians 5:7. For we walk by faith and not by sight. Psalms 22:3. Thou art holy, O thou inhabitant, the praise of Israel. Psalms 136:1-3. Give thanks to the Lord, for he is good. for his steadfast love endures forever. Give thanks to the God of gods, for his steadfast love endures forever. Give thanks to the Lord of lords, endures forever. That's Psalms 136, 1 through 3. Now, talking about praise, your life is like a song of praise that rises to God, your Father. He reveals in your decision to take his hand and step out of darkness into light. It's what he has worked as so hard to accomplish. It's why life sent, why he sent his son Jesus to live and to die and raise again. You are trophy, his prize, and the sure and certain reward of his great sacrifice. Each time you say yes to life, yes to love, yes to eternal, you are praising him. And there's a scripture, 1 Peter 2:9. Ye are a chosen generation, a royal priesthood, and holy nation, a particular people, that ye should show forth the praise of God who has called you out of darkness into the marvelous light. In Psalms 9, 1 through 2, I will praise you, O Lord, with the whole my whole heart. I will praise to your name, O Most High. Talking about praise again. Your life is a form of praise, but your words of praise are even more precious to your Heavenly Father. Yes, he wants us to praise him. His Holy Spirit who lives within you carries them straight to his throne. Why are your praise so dear to him? Because unlike his other creation, your praise are not intimate. They are the free expression of his heart. You chose him when you have chosen so many others. Lift your voice to him and give him praise. It brings great joy to him. So don't forget to praise him. There are so many verses in the Bible, but Psalms gives you a lot of praises. And Psalms 145, really on through 50, you will see continuous praise. 145, I will exalt thee, my God, O King. I will bless thy name forever and ever. Every day I will bless thee, and I will praise thy name forever and ever. Great is the Lord, greatly and greatly is greatness is unsearchable. The Lord is gracious and full of passion, slow to anger, and great mercy. So, I also read the 150. I'm not going to read it all right now, but first few verses. Praise ye the Lord. Praise God in his sanctuary. Praise him in his firmament and of his power. Praise him for his mighty acts. Praise him according to his excellent greatness. Now, let me give you an example of something and ask you a question at the same time. When during your Mother's Day celebration together with the family, your children or friends gave you a Mother's Day gift. They said lots of great things. Didn't you feel good about that? I'm sure you did. That's how God feels. When you praise him, you're making him feel good. So that's the same thing. When you get lots of gifts and different things, of course you're going to feel good about what that person has said about you. They give you hugs and kisses and saying how great a mom you have been. God wants some praise like that too. Don't forget him. Give him that praise that he deserves. Because, I mean, we wouldn't be here without him. I mean, he's always there for us, even those that we have gone through this our trials and tribulation, he's always there still. He's getting us through one day at a time. So praise him. Because I know one thing, I felt good when I received, when I opened those envelopes up for my birthday and saw money in it, the beautiful cards, the flowers, and the gift certificate, all of that. So I felt good. So that's the same thing about God. We must praise him. And the more we praise him, the more that he knows how much we love him. And that's one way of showing him that we love him, by praising him. And try praising him first before you begin asking him for all the different things that we do ask him for. And I'm sure it's not that he's not going to listen to you any better than the other without it, but just think. When you received those gifts, you felt good. You were being praised for what you have done for your family member. And you felt good about it. That's the same thing about God. He wants us to praise him to get to do that. And I think there is one more scripture that I wanted to read, and then I'm going to talk about the announcement and something that I would like for y'all to do. Seven, 48, and 49. All nothing but praises. Nothing but praises. Praise ye, Lord, for it is good to sing praises unto our God, for it is pleasant. And praise is calmly. The Lord wants you to praise him. So try praising him more than what you ask for. Now, when I get on my altar and pray, I start off with praises. But I do have my list of things that I want to ask him for, and I thank him in advance for his goodness and his mercy, thanking him for it also. But most of the time, I'm praying for others. I'm praying for my family members and specific prayers for situation and people I pray for. I pray for strangers because it's not all about me. We have to be there for each other. So I leave you with my topic, praying. Praise ye the Lord. Praise ye the Lord, O my soul. While I live, I will praise the Lord. I will sing praise unto God while I have any being. While you're here, continue to praise him. I have a question I would like you guys to answer next week. And then I have two announcements because we only have about six more minutes. And I hope if you can write them down, because there are several things I'm going to mention to you that I think you need to write it down. The topic for next week is Never Walk Alone. And the question I have for you, when you felt alone, did you ever receive a God's wink or any type of indication that God's presence? So think about that. And any of you can answer that, or many of you can answer that. So next week, you can text me during the week and say, Mary, I would like to answer that question for you. I would like several of you to do that. I'll also make some comments about Never Walk Alone. And you know the scripture, He will never leave you nor forsake you. But I want you to think about that. Even though that you are going through a period of sadness sometimes, I'm sure you had a wonderful time this week. You know, I know your spouse, your son, a mother wasn't there, weren't there, but I'm sure other family members made you feel loved. When you felt alone, and we've all felt alone, many times you have felt alone, did you ever receive a God's wink at any type of, any indication that God's presence was there for you? So if you could do that for me, I would like for you to maybe talk about 3 minutes, but I would like several people, and then we're going to talk about that next week. Never walk alone. And I want you to be very transparent in your answers. Now, the announcement, I want you to pray for Sheila, our president. She'll probably be leaving soon to go. Her mother's sister passed away 2 days ago, and she'll be leaving to go to the funeral there in Maryland. So pray for her, for traveling, grace and mercy, and also for her family. Her mother is my play mom. But she's taking it well because, you know, when someone is sick, you don't want to continue to see them sick. You feel that they're at peace now when they're with the Lord. But this Saturday would have been the third Saturday that we normally have our meeting. And Sheila was going to do a Zoom meeting because she wanted to answer questions and really show you how to go about preparing for your story, questions and answers, and some tips and stuff that you can begin some of you have already began, but you just need some help. So she was going to be doing a workshop on that this coming Saturday. We're not going to have a meeting. You probably will have the meeting the following Saturday, the 22nd, from 9 to 10. So, but I'll let you know in time once she gets back in town. If she's still going to be doing that Zoom presentation. If not, then we'll just have a regular meeting, but I think that she will. Okay. That's for the month of May. The month of June, we've done this before in the past, not every year, but we've done this in the past. And normally we have the meeting here at my home in the month of June, and we normally have something special. We would like for you, we're going to have it on Zoom. We would like for you to get one of your favorite pictures of your loved one and have it on the Zoom call so you can show. This is going to be Father's Day weekend. That's the third Saturday. You normally have our meeting. So that morning, we're going to do it. You probably might do it 8:30 to 9:30 because I know you might have things to do or going to the grave site or whatever you might do that weekend. So we're going to have it early, but only 1 hour. So we would like for you to show your picture of your loved one on the air. We're not going to ask all of you to speak because it will be too many at. We might just have you go around the Zoom and just I'll talk to Sheila about it. You might have time to just say this is you know what your husband's name and so forth and some things that you want to say about your husband, your son, mother, a daughter. So I would like for you to do that. Get that special picture out on the month of June, really this Father's Day weekend. It's the third Saturday. We normally have our meeting. So that's what we're going to do for June. And once again, we're trying to push you to finish writing that book, writing your story so we can get the book started. Because all of your story has to be typed, and what I have to do is go through your story and edit it for grammar and before we get it to the editor to make sure, and then the editor will be contacting you later on once she gets started. But we want to get this ready so when we get to her, she won't have to make a whole lot of changes. But she will be editing the story again, as well as getting the title for your story. Now, some of you, we already mentioned, because of how personable your story is going to be, what name you should give it. But we're going to leave that finally up to the editor. But she will not change your story, the meaning of your story, but the grammar, to make it where it can be, when it is put in a book form, that people will read your story. And I want you to think about it. And I know some of you, your loss has been recent, and I know that you don't even want to go there. But if you have the strength to do that, if we need something, and that's why Sheila's doing this, because if you decide that you want to write your story now, we will help you do that in ways that you can get this done. If you just want to write a couple of pages in the book, or you want 4 pages, but we want full pages, we don't want you to have maybe 5 or 6 pages, because we want everybody to have a space in their book. Now, in A Widow's Touch, there was a couple of stories that did go a little bit longer. Now, their stories did have a lot of meaning where we allowed that. Some of the ladies did not write a full story. Some of them only did a couple of pages or even 1 page. So that was okay. But we will definitely talk about it. We'll have plenty of time to talk about it, your stories and everything like that. So that is all I have tonight. I hope that you had a wonderful Mother's Day, and you were blessed with many gifts. And please pray for Sheila and her family during their loss of her aunt and her mother's sister. So thank you so much for tuning in tonight. Be blessed. Continue to be safe. And have you gotten your vaccine? I hope that you consider. I've gotten mine. And I know all of you who did, you were able to talk to your family member without your mask on. So that was a blessed thing this past weekend, being able to hug and be closely in the presence of your loved one. So I know that was a great thing to be able to enjoy because of us being separated for so long. So that's all I have for you tonight. Continue to praise our Heavenly Father because he wants to be praised. Praise his holy name. And he will acknowledge you, and he will give you that God wink that you're looking for. I'm sure he gives it to you now. But the more you praise him, the more blessing that you get and receive. Acknowledge, just like you acknowledge your family member. And they gave you gifts. That's the same thing that the God is going to do, the same thing. He loves to be praised. He loves to be loved also. So love on him as much as you love on your family. And thank you once again. Tune in again next week, the same time, from 10 to 10:30 p.m. And remember that question. I need that question answered because I know that a lot of you are dealing with loneliness right now. So we want to get some stories because I think if you share and be very transparent as far as what you are going through, you're going to help someone else. You will help someone else with your story. I don't think your story is a story that you can't share because you think it's crazy. You think that you might be embarrassed. No, you just don't know how much that story, your comment will inspire someone else because they're going to say, oh, I felt that way. I've done that. So answer this question for me and text me this week and say, I would love to share my 3-minute answer to this question, because I want to bless someone else. And when you help someone else, you feel better. That is the whole thing about this ministry, helping each other. And we have a lot of seasoned widows that have been around for a long time, and they're right here. And when we be able to get back together, you're going to see those ladies. You're going to meet those ladies. And they're right there to open up their arms and saying that we're going to walk this walk with you. You're not going to be alone. Never, you're going to never have to walk alone. And right now, we're trying to do the best we can as far as these talk shows and also the Zoom, when we do something on Zoom. But, girl, when we get back together again, we're going to have a lot of fun. And you know one thing, I am already getting trips ready for us to go. We're going to go on two trips in 2022. So start packing your bags. Start getting your little funds together, because we are going to go on two trips on 2022. We're going to get up out of here and have some fun. Because God is going to clear all this stuff up so we can go ahead and enjoy life a little better than we have been. So I am right now planning some trips, and I'm sure you're going to love each and every one. And some of you that are new, really new, go on our Facebook page, the Next Chapter Widows Ministry, and click on photos. And let me tell you, I'm not playing the music tonight. I'm just going to go off the air. I'm taking the music time up because I want to tell you, go to our Facebook page, the Next Chapter Widows Ministry, and see all the places that we have gone, all the things that we have done. We have pictures after pictures. Just remember, hit photos, and you'll see all the different pictures of places that we have gone and the fun, our anniversary, and you see how much the Next Chapter has been there for all of the past widows. And we're going to do the same thing for you. So just hang in there, and we're going to be able to meet one day, and we're going to have a great time. We want to have a celebration. I am going to have a big party for you guys, and we're going to have the food catered, and we're going to do all these good stuff. So just hang in there, and we'll be able to see each other soon, and we're going to have a great time, great celebration. So, but God is good. God is good all the time, and you're going to see how much the Next Chapter loves you and going to love on you and get you through this walk, because it's a long, a lonely walk, but it's not so lonely because we're right there to hold your hand and give you lots of hugs and kisses. No kisses. We're not going to kiss on you, but we'll hug you, and we're going to let you know that you are never going to be alone in this walk. May sometimes feel that way, but we are going to be there, right there for you. So I'm excited about when we meet, because we're going to have a big celebration. Yes, we are. Well, that's it for tonight. I'm not playing no music because it's really, I've taken the music time. So be blessed, and I'm glad you took time to listen to me. And I love you. Good night. Yes, everything is frozen. I can't seem to get anything to click off. Oh, there we go.